Good morning, I am Daisy Mack, and this is Spiritual Mixtape, the podcast. I'm re-recording a morning meditation. I like to update these with whatever is going on at the time, bringing in the energy of the moment. And since I haven't recorded one of these since the winter, it felt like a really nice time to revisit the whole idea and concept of a morning meditation or a morning practice. So I always start my day, and actually I end my night in conversation with my higher self, in a meditation of sorts. And the way that I meditate isn't particularly formal, although I have formal training. I have done all the mindfulness. I have sat there with my eyes open for hours on end, clearing my mind. But I definitely do come from a slightly more New Age philosophy where meditation is about accessing higher states of consciousness. And as beings of light, take that as you will, take only what resonates, we are able to drop into meditative states with a lot more ease than perhaps we would have done 5 years ago. I know that that's easier for me now because I have a far calmer career. And I think that a lot of people came out of COVID changing their life to make it a little calmer. But I'm actually just going to get straight into this morning meditation because it is getting hot where I am. I am in St. Bart's at the moment, the beautiful Caribbean. And anyone that's been following me for a long time knows that I spent a lot of time here growing up. My parents worked here, not in St. Bart's, but St. Lucia, Mustique, Barbados, from the age of 10 till I was 28. So I know the islands, I wouldn't say well, but I'm very familiar with them and the lifestyle. And I absolutely love being by the sea. And I think most people do know that about me. But yes, let's get into this morning meditation before my camera gets upset and gets hot. It is really hot out here. So wherever you are, I invite you to sit down. If you want to lie down, that's great. But at this stage, for a morning meditation, I really invite you to sit up. You don't need to have anything supporting your back unless you need to. But I love to have a clear line of energy from the base of my spine to the nape of my neck. And I like to tuck my chin into my neck. I usually do have my hands in prayer, but you don't need to. You can have your palms up to receive, gently resting on your knees if you're sitting crisscross. It's just a lovely way to hold the energy. And I breathe deep. I try and imagine moving my breath all the way to the base of the spine. Sometimes it helps to visualize a light. Let's try that now, actually. Imagine a light of energy moving in through your nose and dropping like a bouncy ball into the bottom of your spine, gently hits the bottom of your spine and comes back up on the exhale, out through the mouth of the nose. Let's do a few of those. Breathe in and breathe out. 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 And you can use this moment to simply be still, to hear what your body is saying. And allowing your mind to bring up anything that needs to be released. As you start to filter the energy that you're feeling, allow a light to grow around you. It can be any color. It can be any type of lights. But as this light grows, affirm that this light is holding you, is working with you, And most of all, it is protecting you. This light is a shield, it is a filter. And over the course of the day, it will simply push out, return to sender, any energy that you don't need and that isn't rightfully yours. And you don't need to worry about how it does this. The universe is so naturally intelligent that all you have to do is ask for this, and it will build it all around you. Keep working with that light and with that energy. And now see if you can join all of this energy. So really take your time to feel that energy, that light all around you, and be conscious to connect it above your head and below your body, as if you are in the safest, awesomest bubble. You'll hear me say this all the time, but always affirm, only that which is for my highest good can come in, and only that which no longer serves me can leave. And let's work on that point in this morning meditation. If something came up overnight for you that needs to be released, a nagging thought, an issue with somebody, this is your opportunity to choose to release it out. Now, I know that there are some steps sometimes with situations where things need to be unraveled through a process. But energetically, can you release your attachment to this idea, this story that is bothering you? Take some deep breaths now. And just imagine this thing that you're holding releasing out, little by little, moving through that light, moving through that energy bubble, back out into the universe. And as you do so, feel the space that you've created for new ideas to come in, new opportunities, new ways to hold yourself. And allow yourself to simply feel refreshed by the mental, emotional, and energetic action you just took. Now come back into your bubble, knowing that you've released out, and let's send some good thoughts out to your rest of your day, to the people you are going to meet, to the emails that you're going to send, to the ways you're going to engage with the world. And as you send those good thoughts out, imagine at least one way that positive energy, good thoughts are coming back to you. And it can even be as simple as a bill that you're going to pay, and all the ways that you benefit, and the person who's getting the bill paid, even if it's the gas company. See the ripple. Feel connected. And as we begin to close up today's meditation, set an intention for today, because intention is everything. Breathe it in. And take a moment to truly believe that this intention is an energy that you can hold, that you can connect to, and that you can honor for yourself. Treat it as sacred, as a commitment or a promise to yourself. This is my intention for today, and I'm gonna go out of my way to make sure that I honor it for myself. I'm gonna show up for myself. And as we hold that intention, wherever you wanna hold it, in your body, in your heart, in your palm, we reinforce our bubble, knowing that as we move through the day, this bubble is going to help us hold our intention. It is going to keep unnecessary energy back. It's going to return some of the unnecessary energy to the sender. And it's going to work with us, because the universe does have a natural ordering system that it wants us to lean into. All we have to do, again, is be intentional. I have loved doing this morning meditation with you. As you start to come back into your awareness, back into your day, you can wiggle those fingers, wiggle those toes. Have an amazing day. It's been so awesome to practice with you.